All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shachlach from the Ntlakem territories up in the Nicola Valley from Kwaishkna, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And I have with me here today, we have our brother Wegedesk. Thank you for coming. How are you doing?
Top notch, brother. Super grateful to be here. I arrived safe. Thank you, God. Thank you, Great Spirit. And thank you to everybody listening. We're so grateful to have you here. We got an awesome show. Tell us, Chief, what's going on today?
Well, today we have a subject, and it's on diversity. And we have an excellent music selection coming up. We have Cal Eel. We have Lucas Imbriaba. We have Glad's Night. And we have Truck Fighters. And also, if we have time, we have some music that was done, like, I don't know, hundreds of years ago. Sylvius Leopold Weiss. So we're gonna try to get through all that music today. Anyways, let's get started. And we're going to start off with some Cal Eel and their song called Spacecraft. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everyone.
Cool. Let's go.
Thank you.
was some pretty powerful bass. I really enjoy the bass player. She's very excellent.
Yeah.
Really got some good rhythm.
Absolutely. We were dancing around the studio here with that song.
Yeah, it just gets the blood going for sure. Great energizer.
Yes.
And yeah. So we have some guests coming in today. We have a special one. We have Robin, and she's our program director up here at CJSF, and so we're gonna have her coming in first on the list, and then we're gonna also have Celia. She's gonna be here pretty soon, and we're gonna get into our topic. But anyways, we're gonna start off as best we can, the way we should, and it's with some deep breaths. And we'd love to have our brother Wegedesk, please and thank you, lead us through some deep breaths.
Thank you. Yeah, this is one of my favorite things to do all day, every day, folks. The deep breaths, can't say enough good things about them. Let's relax our shoulders. Let's relax our lips, relax our stomachs. Just feel nice and relaxed because breathing is so easy. Thank you to the air for coming into my nose and my mouth so easily, giving me all this amazing nutrients so easily, and exhaling. So let's get three of those in. Let's go. 3, 2, 1, all the way in. That's the goodness. And just let everything go with that exhale. Perfect. Let's do two more. Super great. And here we go. One more, all the way in. And the nice audible sigh is really great. That lets me know that I'm breathing and exhaling forcefully enough, that there's some tension that's being released even into the sound waves.
Super, super awesome. I really enjoy that, feeling that oxygen getting into my blood and my lungs and my brain, getting us ready for a super awesome special subject on diversity. So I'd love to hear your words on diversity.
Yes, bro. I love the topics that you pick. They are so diverse. And that is on one end of the spectrum of variety as opposed to the singularity. Right? That to me really sticks out. Whenever I hear one thing, I'm also kind of looking for its opposite to understand it better. And so diversity is like, is texture, is differences, is, you know, variety, it's diversity, it's so many, many things. And then on the other hand is the individual or the one. And that, I think, is where diversity starts. Diversity is just a multiplication of one. You know, one single thing almost. You know, it's kind of like looking at a massive condominium that gets built, and there's all the piping and electricity and all the people going in and out, and there's so much going on, and they're all based on very simple principles. Humans need water. Humans need four walls around them and a roof. Humans need warmth. You know, very, very simple things. And these, you know, humanity, look at how diverse we are. It comes with, like anything, comes with its benefits and comes with its burdens. You know, with diversity is obviously more there to manage. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to do a lot more deep breaths if we want to manage more and more diverse portfolios in our life. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, I think that's a big reason of why each and every one of us is here. I think we're kind of in a type of school of some kind that's hopefully teaching us how to govern ourselves better every day. And then we can also help, you know, influence our world in a better way as well. Hmm. How about you? What comes to mind when you hear about diversity?
Well, it reminds me of one of the phrases Counselor Fari used to bring up from time to time. And it was unity in diversity.
Hmm. Yeah, there it is.
And
right?
It's like, it's almost like we're braiding our cultures together, we're becoming stronger, and it's all for one goal, which is to grow humanity, grow ourselves as individuals, and become stronger and be able to empower and use that power to benefit the ones that we love, our family, our friends, those around us, and even people that we don't even know. So it's something that's very needed amongst us as human beings to share with each other, empower each other, and we grow together with each other. I really like the words you were talking about earlier about how our hearts have like seven layers. Just so interesting, so powerful. And when you were saying like our blood goes in a circle, that's just really dynamic.
That comes from Dan Winters. He's a university professor in the United States, and he talks about the heart being a seven-layered muscle. And when we're feeling happiness and health and bliss, those seven layers contract in a way that spins our blood as it gets pumped through the ventricle. And the faster it spins, the more gravitational imprint is basically, I guess, imprinted onto our DNA. And our DNA is what is attracting and repelling our experience. It's a huge part of our manifestation capabilities. And who doesn't want to have ultimate manifestation capabilities? You know, they're really cool ideas of, and this comes from the Mormons, before we were here in this life, we were walking with God in a previous life, and God could basically make whatever he wanted and have whatever he wanted at any time. And we were like, oh my God, God, that's so cool. Can you teach me how to do that? And God's like, absolutely. It might take you a billion lifetimes, but here you go. I'll make you a world, and here you go. You're in it. And so, you know, again, that idea that we're here to learn and we're here to increase and, you know, benefit. You know, the smarter you get, the better your life will be. You'll probably get bigger problems to solve, but you'll also be rewarded with, you know, the tools to accomplish those things. So yeah, definitely. And welcome, Celia.
Hello everyone.
Yeah, right on. We're glad you made it. Better late than never.
Yes.
And you're just in time because the conversation is awesome. We're talking about diversity.
Fantastic.
And what do you think, Chief? Are we going to play another song before we start chatting again?
Yeah, we'll get on with our program.
All
we're
right.
going to play a song for our program director, Robin. So we'll be fishing her into the studio very soon.
Perfect.
But first, we're going to play her some Lucas Imbriaba and his song Melguna. So let's have a listen to that. And we welcome people from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Austria, from China, India, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, wherever you are in this world. We love you. Thank you for joining us, and we really appreciate you. So we're going to play some Lucas Imbriaba for everyone out there, and dedicated to Robin, our program director. So enjoy, everyone.
Thank you.
Magic Fingers.
Yep.
That was Lucas Imbriaba and his son Malaguna. And man, what a magic song for a magic lady. We have
welcome, Robin.
Yeah, Robin, our program director here up at CJSF. And we brought her to give us some words on diversity.
Hi. Thanks for having me on and believing that I have something worthwhile to say about diversity.
Mm.
You know, last night when I saw you, Chief, at our annual general meeting, and you told me what the topic was going to be about today, and I was like, oh goodness. It just feels like such a big can of worms. In a lot of ways, you know, I think that that diversity has become, you know, kind of that hot button word that we banty around, and it can have a lot of meaning, but it can also have a lot of just empty promises to it as well. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to think about diversity in that way, because I think that it's, you know, a critical part of life. And, you know, how do we talk about diversity in a way that, you know, kind of honors what it is, and you know, how can we access the ways that we want to understand it and appreciate it, and sort of manifest and fulfill what diversity can be and needs to be. And so I was thinking this morning about permaculture and about nature and biodiversity, and how in the ways that nature can show us and teach us that it's critical for the health of our environment to have all the critters. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't just have this mono homogeneity where everything is same because that's toxic and poisonous. Mm-hmm. You know, and it just opens up the field for pests and disease, and there's a control mechanism that's built in to nature that assists each other when we have all of the pieces and parts, right? Mm-hmm. And I think individually, and I think you were saying this earlier, that it's on an individual but also on a collective basis, right? Like that happens within us, but it also happens without us. Mm-hmm. And so I guess the sort of takeaway for me about that was, you know, how can I you know, fulfill the biodiversity within myself that I need. Mm. And, you know, how can I foster that in my small community and in my larger community, and what does that start to really look like and sound like? And it was interesting. I'm restarting this book called The Holy Wild, and in it, the author Danielle Delsky is talking about you know, nature and how nature can teach us these things about diversity, and how we need to get out of that idea where hierarchy serves us. And it doesn't mean that we are just because there's no hierarchy doesn't mean that there's sameness, right? Like, we can all be on a different, or we can all be on the same level, but we can all still play our important parts, no matter how big or small of a critter we are, I guess. Mm-hmm. To go back to the sort of garden or nature metaphor, and I really liked that that reminder, you know, because I think sometimes we can think about our position or our place in things and feel too small to have impact. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that part of diversity and part of being I don't know, successful isn't the right word, but, you know, successfully diversified, mm-hmm. if that's a thing. There's a yeah, there's something in my brain anyways that says, well, it's all got to look equal, right? It's got to look equal in size. It's got to look equal in shape. But actually, it doesn't. And it can't by virtue of the fact that we all come as our individual pieces and parts, and we contribute what we can and what we have, and that's perfect.
It almost sounds like teamwork. It's like building a team, and you can't all just have a bunch of superstars, because you're not going to win. You're going to have a lot of people just trying to score. They're not going to care about the goalie and defense.
Metaphor.
Yeah, it's just going to fall apart. So you need diversity, like even in a team. You got to have people that have different special skills, and we're all going for the same goal in here as a station at CGSF. We're all here to provide positivity, growth, humanity, and each programmer here is very special, and they have their own style of music, genre, and just their own quality as a human being and a person, and they're able to reach people that we can't. And it's just something that is so special about this radio station, that it just got an incredible diversity in itself. Mm-hmm. And I just feel special. That
thank you, Robin. Yeah. Thank you for your work here at this station.
And we really appreciate you for, you know, setting this up and getting us our program. And and it's just a real special honor that we get to bring you on live, and thank you in person on live, and let the whole world know that, yeah, we have an amazing program director here, and she's leading us all and giving us directions and how to do it. And it's just special. So lots of gratitude and thank you.
Oh, well, the thank you is really with the Corps of Volunteers, because you know, I'm here to facilitate people's radio dreams, even though they might not know exactly what those are and what those look like. I think that, you know, part of the thing that makes CJSF great, part of what makes it special, you know, if we listen to the mainstream media landscape, it's that homogenous voice that I was just talking about, right? They talk in one tone, they talk in one kind of unified boredom.
Unified boredom, I love it.
While terrifying you, right?
While terrifying.
But the story doesn't stray very far from the middle.
Yeah.
And I think that that can really create a lot of danger in terms of how we can become siloed in our thinking and our values and our beliefs, when we need to be more expansive in terms of how we're thinking and you know, what sorts of things might change our minds about the way that things are working, because clearly things are not working for everybody in the ways that we need them to, right? And so for CJSF, I think what's really critical is to, you know, have that kind of open door policy that we generally try to keep, where the invitation for the people who feel motivated and inspired to share their voice and share their stories, in whatever form or fashion it is, whether it's talk radio or music, that it helps to create that wider and broader discourse